This is WFUV in New York. Public radio from Fordham University, where, direct from the Museum of Television and Radio, the big broadcast is next.
Through your window pane. is waiting for you back in your own backyard. You see your cat on his face through your window pane. Back in your backyard. Now you can fly to the east and fly to the west, but someday you'll come weary at heart back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes back in your own backyard.
How'd you do? Nice people, fine people, Arabian people. Yes, yes, I've met some very nice people. Some very, very, very nice people. But you meet the nicest people in your dreams. It's funny, but it's true. And that's where I first met you. And you're the nicest, paradisest thing I ever knew. I've looked the universe over, from Wackenack, Sackett to Dover. And now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more the more I know you, which only goes to show you. You meet the nicest people in your dreams.
Thank you very much, Fats. This is Rich, Museum Piece Connedy, welcoming you to an Uptown Midtown edition of the big broadcast, direct from the Museum of Television and Radio on West 52nd Street, delivered to your radio by 90.7 FM WFUV. And not at all incidentally, this is big broadcast number 1,259. We open up tonight's program with a holdover from last week's big broadcast, Adelaide Hall, recording with Duke Ellington's orchestra. Get this, October 26th, 1927. That was the Creole Love Call. Then it was Jolson, 1928, Back in Your Own Backyard. And here, Ethel Waters, 1931, Shine On, Harvest Moon.
Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. I had no loving since April, January, June, or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon. For me and my gal, the night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine. Couples sitting underneath a willow tree, for love they pine. The little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go. Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, and told the moon his little tale of woe. He said, oh, shine on, come on and shine on, harvest moon, up there in that sky. 'Cause you see, I ain't had no loving since April, January, June, or July. And you know, snow time sure ain't nobody's time to stay outdoors and spoon. So give me a break and shine on, harvest moon for me and this gal. April, January, June, or July. Now time ain't the time to stay. Outdoors in school, so shine on harvest moon for me and this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a little novelty here for you this evening. We'll have a little argument between the saxophones and the trumpet. Of course, these cats just told me they're going to get away. And the little trumpet just said it's going to do the same. Ain't that right, little trumpet? Say yes, sir. Oh, that little devil. But before we riff, we're going to chirp a few for you this time. So get your chops together, boys. While we mug lightly, and politely.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low. Oh, my Chinatown, drifting to and fro. Chinatown, my Chinatown, Chinatown, Chinatown.
Oh, you rapper, you.
Chinatown, oh, babe, my Chinatown.
Look out there, saxophones. What's the matter with you? Let's go. Them cats getting away. Look like they're after me. Look at y'all. But I'm ready. I'm ready. So help me. I'm ready. Look out here.
On your very own big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra recording in Chicago in November 1931. Chinatown, my Chinatown. Before that, it was Ethel Waters in 31 and Shine On Harvest Moon. Ethel Waters, born in Chester, PA, October 31st, 1900. She started out in vaudeville, started making records in the early 1920s, arrived on Broadway in the mid-20s. Radio and movies followed. In the 1960s and 70s, Ethel Waters toured with the Billy Graham Crusade. She died in Los Angeles September 1st, 1977. Also on tonight's big broadcast, Fanny Brice, live and in person, the leader of the Dawn Patrol, Dolly Dawn, plus vintage big broadcast with Cab Calloway, Connie Boswell, and the street singer, Arthur Tracy. And it is all coming to you tonight from the Museum of Television and Radio, which begins its third annual radio festival tomorrow. You see, they're trying to distance themselves from the big broadcast by starting the festival tomorrow. And we're being broadcast over WFUV, which officially went on the air 50 years ago today. We do have an invited audience, and if you would show yourselves, folks. Which microphone? I don't have them. Where are they? Well, they can hear them through the glass. Where are they? I don't got you. Well, I don't hear you. I know you're out there. I can... Yeah, well, somebody can fix the audience mic. So far, so good. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, with Ethel Waters, the Dorsey Brothers, and a Fields and McHugh composition. Don't blame me.
Since the lucky night I found you, I've hung around you just like a fool, falling head and heels in love like a kid out of school. My poor heart is in an awful state now, but it's too late now to call a halt. So if I become a nuisance, it's all your fault. Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see when you do the thing? If I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as any kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me. If that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love, you got to blame that kiss, 'cause it's sweet as any kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
If it's Sunday night and it sounds like this, Dad, burn it. It better be the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. Tonight, coming to you from the Museum of Television and Radio. Those are the Mills brothers, Harry, Herbert, Donald, and John Jr. No musical instruments or mechanical devices used on that recording other than one guitar. 1934, I Found a New Baby. Before that, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in March 1933, Bunny Berrigan on trumpet, Mood Hollywood. We began with Ethel Waters with the Dorseys, 1933, Don't Blame Me, a Fields and McHugh composition. As mentioned, we are coming to you live from the Museum of Television and Radio. Audience, are you out there?
Yeah!
Oh, I love that. Wonderful, wonderful. I am absolutely awash with adoration. Coming our way at about a quarter to nine, another All Crosby edition of Crooner's Corner. Next Sunday night, 8 to 11 on the big broadcast, early Bunny Berrigan, Joe Sullivan, and the songs of Gus Kahn and Harry Woods. Here is Ethel Waters with Duke Ellington's Orchestra, December 1932, another by Fields and McHugh. I can't give you anything but love, baby.
Kid, it's not a joke, kid, it's a curse. My luck is changing, it's gotten from simply rotten to something worse. Who knows, someday I will win too, and I'll begin to reach my prime. Now though I see what our end is, all I can spend is just my time. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby.
Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things we've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. I can't give you anything but love. Baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of. Baby, dream a while, scheme a while, babe, you sure to find, but little number of happiness, and I guess all those things that you know I'm fighting for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, well, baby, but no diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, baby, but till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, when I can't give you anything but did.
Is it a crime loving you dear like I do? If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong dreaming of you, dreaming a lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you dear like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of loving you.
matter to a heart that is so sentimental? Oh, let me hold your hand for only just a moment while I'm lonely. In this world, there is no other lonesome lover like me.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, coming to you tonight from the Museum of Television and Radio. And starting out with Ethel Waters, backed by Duke Ellington, 1932, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby. After that, it was Al Boley with the Roy Fox Band, 1931, Guilty. And finally, in 1930, Frank Silvano with the Isham Jones Orchestra, Lonesome Lover. That from the Park Lane label's Isham Jones CD. That CD could be yours next Sunday if you're exceptionally generous during our fall fundraiser. And by the way, we could use some more volunteers at the phones. Give a call right now and leave your name at 718-817-4558. 718-817-4558 if you'd be willing to answer phones this coming or the following Sunday. 718-817-4558. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, where we are joined by the general manager of WFUV, Dr. Ralph Jennings. Ralph, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Rich.
Now, first of all, congratulations. As mentioned earlier, this afternoon is the official 50th anniversary of the launch of WFUV. You must feel very proud.
Well, I haven't been here all those years, Rich. I mean, believe me. But I have been there 12, and it's been a great time to be at a radio station. FUV started in 1947, and if people remember the old names of broadcasting, the inaugural broadcast was done by Arthur Godfrey with Archie Blyer and the orchestra in the WFUV studios in Keating Hall on the Rose Hill campus of Fordham, if you can believe that. And I guess it was quite an affair because the program for the event certainly looks interesting. I wish we could turn back the clock and hear it, but I don't believe anyone saved it.
But we are lucky to have some air checks going pretty far back, some transcriptions going back to the late 1940s.
Well, that's right. 16-inch transcriptions of old programs from FUV, and Rich and friends are trying to resurrect some of those programs. So during this 50th year anniversary, maybe you'll hear some of those voices from the past.
What about the future? Because this 50th anniversary is an opportunity not just to talk about the first half century of WFUV, what's going on today. What do you see in the station's future?
Well, of course, we hope we get our new transmission facility in the not-too-distant future so that people of you who are listening now who perhaps get a scratchy signal, something like the signal Rich was on maybe 6 months ago, maybe FM can sound that way, we hope we get that signal straightened out and serving you better before long. We're working on improving our studio facilities. We are doing some major reworking of the facilities so that we'll sound better and we'll be able to do more flexible programming for you in the future. But tonight, I think it's really important to say that we're really, really pleased to have Rich Connedy back with us. This is...
Wait a minute. We can't... Let's hear that applause. Once more, we missed the beginning of that applause.
Oh, well, now...
Thank you.
And that's live, too, from the Museum of Television and Radio here in Midtown Manhattan. But we are pleased to have Rich back. When he went to the other station, I can say the only good thing about it when he was away was that my old Philco radio in my living room, I have this old antique radio, which was made in about 1935, and it still works. So Rich sounded pretty good coming out of that old radio for all those years that he was away from us. I've had to retire that radio again, and I hope I don't have to use it again. But Rich is back with us on 90.7, and we're very pleased to have him.
Thank you, Ralph. Thanks for coming on tonight. So I know you were taking a chance. You said to me the other day, I don't want to come on this show because the last time I came on, you quit 2 weeks later.
Well, I don't think you'll do that again, will you?
No. I have an ironclad something or other. But thank you so much, Ralph, for coming on tonight.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Ralph Jennings, the general manager of WFUV. Let's have a round of applause for Dr. Jennings. The big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, and the Ted Lewis Band.
Thank you.
Although you're deceiving, my kind of love is one way to paradise. Oh, my kind of lips, your kind of lips, when love comes stealing, encourage that feeling. My kind of love is one way to paradise. Although you're happy today, you may be gone tomorrow. Love comes but once, don't be a dunce. When you meet it, steal it, beg or borrow. I'm fond of you, you're fond of me. Tell me you love me, hug me and squeeze me. My kind of love, one way to paradise.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, tonight coming from the Museum of Television and Radio, 25 West 52nd Street in Midtown Manhattan. Tomorrow, the museum begins its third annual radio festival. We started out with the Ted Lewis Band in 1927, Darktown Strutter's Ball, and then Bix Beiderbecke and his gang in October of 27, the Royal Garden Blues. Among the gang, Bill Rank, Don Murray, and Adrian Rollini. And we opened up Crooner's Corner with Bing Crosby, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, 1929, My Kind of Love. As you probably know, Crooner's Corner, all Crosby, all during the month of October. Bing died in Spain 20 years ago. October 14th. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Classic Radio. The Mercury Theater presents The War of the Worlds. That's, of course, about the invasion of the Earth by Martians. And coming up sooner than that, we'll be hearing from Dolly Dawn, who isn't afraid of Martians or Martins, for that matter. But we continue an all Crosby Crooner's Corner with Bing in 1929. This song written by Oscar Levant from the Rod LaRock picture, Delightful Rogue. Here's Gay Love.
The silvery moon finds me alone tonight with only thoughts of you. The little stars are twinkling oh so bright, no wonder I am blue. Like a ray of sun with glaring light, you have brought the love that's burning. The happy spell of you now holds me tight. For you I keep on yearning. Gay love, with your heart I will play, love, until you come my way, love, I'll be waiting for you. Your love is the kind I adore, love, something worth living for, love. Every word, dear, is true. Your magic arms are always haunting, wanting you near to me. Your fiery eyes are so entrancing, glancing, romancing, gay love. Won't you promise and say, love, you will be mine someday, love, and that you love me too? Magic arms are always haunting, wanting you near to me. Your fiery eyes are so entrancing, glancing, romancing, gay love. Won't you promise and say, love, you will be mine someday, love, and that you love me
it's coming out tonight. The mockingbirds am singing, and the moon am shining bright. The roses am a-nodding, and a-swaying in the breeze. Get on your Sunday, go to meeting clothes, and come along, please.
Rhythm Boys, Harry Barris, Al Rinker, and Bing Crosby, Paul Whiteman's Orchestra, 1928, Bix and the Band, That's My Weakness Now. Before that, we heard from both Bix Beiderbecke and Frankie Trumbauer, Oh Miss Hannah, May 1929, Bing with the Whiteman Band, and we began with one of Bing's early solo efforts, 1929, Gay Love, in an all-Crosby crooner's corner on the big broadcast, WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University, where tonight we are originating from the Museum of Television and Radio. Audience? I love it. I love it. got a nice, nice turnout this evening for the program. Coming up on tonight's big broadcast, we've been digging into the big broadcast archives. We'll have a 1974 visit from Connie Boswell, a 1987 interview with the King of Heidi Ho, Cab Calloway, and an October 1992 chat with the street singer Arthur Tracy, who visited the big broadcast when we did our 1,000th show. And sooner than that, the leader of the Dawn Patrol herself, Dolly Dawn, will be here. As I mentioned, the Museum of TV and Radio begins its third annual radio festival tomorrow. Thursday afternoon, Meg Griffin will be doing her show live from the museum. The festival hotline number, 621-6709, 212-621-6709, to find out more about the Museum of Television and Radio and their third annual radio festival, 621-6709. We wrap up Crooner's Corner with Bing on the air with Gus Arnheim's Coconut Grove Orchestra, 1931, Out of Nowhere.
Wonderful dream, wonderful scheme, from nowhere, made every hour, sweet as a flower to me, and it needs to go, back to your nowhere, leaving me with my memory, I'll always wait for your return. Out of nowhere, hoping you bring your love to me.
Jackson Week, step to the platform. Declare yourself on this next number.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I submit for your approval the medley On the Alamo, My Ideal, and I'll Get By.
Don't you remember the you and me that used to be?
We love the organ grinder's ragtime tune. Paid a man a dime to look at the moon. We read the funnies every Sunday noon. We were always together. Have you forgotten the fun we knew? The crazy things we used to do. What has become of the you and me that used to be?
Big Broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. Beginning with Bing Crosby live from the Coconut Grove, Gus Arnheim's orchestra, a Johnny Green song, Out of Nowhere. Then a pair of transcriptions from 1932, Anson Weeks' Hotel Mark Hopkins Orchestra, a medley of On the Alamo, My Ideal, and I'll Get By. And finally from 1937, the You and Me That Used to Be, George Hall and his Hotel Taft Orchestra, and ladies and gentlemen in the audience, Dolly Dawn taking the vocal.
Oh, this is so much fun. Rich, before I say anything else, may I have the honor to tell you that, well, I am honored to be here at your 50th anniversary of this wonderful station that plays such great music.
Thank you very much.
And that's where I first heard you, you know, back in the old days when you were there.
You know, I wasn't sure whether I was going to mention this or not, but you heard me here on FUV. I worked for a while at 1130 on the dial, and when I left there, there were a lot of people that stopped calling, but you were not one of them.
Oh, I love you, and I have always loved you.
Well, I've always appreciated that you were one of the people that didn't disappear on me.
How could I do that? You've always been good to me.
You're sweet to say it. I'm sure everyone listening knows about how you replaced Loretta Lee.
That's right.
In the George Hall Band. Dolly made her first records in July of 1935. And at that first recording session, she had a big hit, a song, an Irving Caesar lyric.
That's right. Weatherman.
That's right. Weatherman.
And I'll tell you how naive I was at the time.
Okay.
I really thought that was a song about the weather. I had no idea it was a love song.
You mean it's not?
No, it's about love.
Now,
it's about love and all that other good stuff.
I see. Well, you're an education, Dolly, but we're in a museum. It's only appropriate.
No, I'm not. I'm Italian.
Now, I just want to mention a couple of things. You were honored yesterday by the Friends of Old Time Radio, and early next year, next February, you are going to be inducted into the Big Band Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Dolly.
Thank you. I can't believe it. When they called me to tell me about it, I said, listen, this is not anything to joke about. It isn't funny. And the lady said, I'm not joking. I'll give you my phone number. I'm in Palm Beach, and you can call me back collect. And when she said that, then I believed her.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, since then, I've had a letter telling me about it. And I am absolutely thrill silly.
Well, that's
even
true.
Though I think that there are others that that really should get it before me.
Well, I can't think of any.
But I ain't giving it back.
No. You were a band singer and a band leader, and
that's
very exceptional. Now, we just heard the You and Me That Used to Be, and now I know you don't like how you sound on your earliest recordings, but I thought that was a wonderful performance. That was a 1937 transcription. So you were at that time, 1937, you're doing transcriptions, you're doing live broadcasts,
right.
You're recording, I guess, at that time, still still for RCA.
RCA.
Give the audience an idea of what a typical week. I mentioned a couple of things, but what would have gone
well,
on
we
in a
also,
typical week?
We also were at the Taft for lunch and dinner, but we also doubled into, like, the Paramount Theater, doing seven shows a day. And I didn't know where to bring my bed, to the Taft or to the theater, because we were there so much. But that a typical day would be that I would be on the air. When I first started with the orchestra, I was not allowed to sing in the room because it was a place where they sold liquor with lunch. And I was a minor at the time. So I could go in and do the broadcast. And it was on every day at CBS across the board at noon until 12:30. And then I had to leave. But I would go to two blocks up the street to Irving Berlin's office, and I would rehearse with a wonderful, wonderful rehearsal pianist and a darling lady by the name of Doris Tauber. Incidentally, Doris wrote a great big hit called Them Their Eyes. Mm-hmm. Well, she used to rehearse with, she worked at Irving Berlin's, and she was a rehearsal pianist for me. And I would go there every single day for a couple of hours and learn all my songs. And then I have to go back and do a couple of songs where I wasn't allowed to be, but I would sneak in and do a couple of songs. Mm-hmm. And because when I tried to get away with it in the afternoon, there was always a guy from the Gary Society that would walk in when I was up there singing when I'm not, wasn't supposed to. And he'd say, "You're not supposed to be in here, young lady, out." But I could get away with it sometimes in the evening. And then after that, we would do a one-nighter, because we were through at 9 o'clock. Now, what tickled me the most about all of this, and I always say this, they would not allow me to sing in the room because they sold liquor, but they said nothing about working a kid to death when we were doing seven shows a day in the theater and doing the broadcast and doing a one-nighter at night.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of a typical day.
Uh-huh. Well, let's jump to the present.
But you know what? I have to add, I loved every minute of it.
Well, I bet you did. You can hear it in your voice. Now, I know you are the... What's your title at the New York Sheet Music Society?
I am the official hostess for the organization. And I think it's one of the greatest. We deal with a lot of people who buy and sell and exchange sheet music, which... before I joined that organization, I never knew it was such a big business.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. It's a tremendous business. People all over the world collect. And there are people who have certain things that they want, certain kinds of songs about, down south songs.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever it might be. And these dealers have it all.
I ran into a guy, he only collected sheet music that had... Zeppelins
on
the cover.
Yes, they are people like that, and I don't know where they find them, but they find them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They pay a lot of money for them.
Uh-huh.
Now, we've got several dealers that are members, and they set up a table at each meeting. We have a meeting the first Saturday of each month, and they set up their table, and then everybody comes in, and they buy, and they sell, or they exchange. And then when that's over, then we start a meeting. And usually at our meetings, we will have some very interesting guest, be it a songwriter or a book writer who writes about a celebrity or a group of singers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful organization, and I know you're a member of it.
I am. Mary now, and I are members.
When are you coming to the meeting?
We're going to come to next Saturday's meeting.
That's the first.
The 1st of November.
Right.
It's at the Women's National Republican Club.
At 3 West 51st Street.
3 West 51st, the Women's National Republican Club, the next meeting of the New York Sheet Music Society. 1st of November, the trading starts at 12 noon. I guess the meeting gets underway 1 o'clock
around
or so.
Around 1 or 1:30.
So if people come down next Saturday, they'll get a chance to meet you.
That's right.
Oh, thank you,
and
Dolly.
You know what? Anybody that wants to join is welcome to come, because okay. It's a great, great thing to belong to. It's lots of fun. And, by the way, when you get there, you'll have to see me first, because I greet you at the door.
Dolly Dawn, thank you for enriching tonight's big broadcast.
Well, I just absolutely love you, and I love being here, and I congratulate you and the station on your 50th anniversary. Not your 50th, because you're much younger than that.
My 25th anniversary is coming up in December, though.
Oh, we're going to have a party.
And our second anniversary is coming up on Wednesday.
We're having another party. I just want a lot of parties.
Dolly Dawn, thank you so much. We're going to listen to something from Dolly's CD. The CD is called Memories of You.
Yes, it is.
This is a great song. It's, I think, a Cliff Friend lyric.
Yeah.
Here is Dolly Dawn and Old Man Time.
Old Man Time, he's so mean. He's the meanest man you've ever seen. He gives you youth, then he takes it away. He takes your nice, pretty hair, turns it gray. He makes you rich, makes you poor. Oh, he's mean, that's for sure. All your dreams, all your schemes ain't worth a dime. He gives you beauty, charm, and grace, then puts wrinkles on your face. That old man, that old man time. A bugaboo. Well, every year he changes you. He bends your back, dims your eyes, you see less. You shake and quake when he's through with you, you're a mess. Ah, but there's one thing he can't change. Love that's true stays the same. It goes on and on in any climb. So you don't ever have to fret, fall in love and you forget that old man, that old man time. So have a good time every day, 'cause you'll never, never get away from that old man.
broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV, with Peter Minton and a Rodgers and Hart song from a Connecticut Yankee, Thou Swell. The street singer, Arthur Tracy, helped to celebrate the 1,000th big broadcast back in October 1992. A few words from the street singer upcoming, but first, Vince Giordano's Nighthawks.
One, two.
Everyone says I love you. The cop on the corner and the burglar too. The preacher in the pulpit and the man in the pew says I love you. Everyone, no matter who, the folks over 80 and the kid up too, the captain and the sailor and the rest of the crew says I love you. There are only 8 little letters in the phrase you'll find, but they mean a lot more than all those other words combined. Everywhere, the whole world through, the king in the palace and the peasants too, the tiger in the jungle and the monk in the zoo says I love you.
Alan Marks with Vince Giordano's terrific Nighthawks and Everyone Says I Love You from the Marx Brothers' 1932 Paramount picture Horse Feathers. Now, the same year that Paramount released Horse Feathers, they had a big hit with a movie set in a radio station. We are honored to have with us one of the stars of that movie, the big broadcast this evening. A big, big broadcast welcome to the street singer, Arthur Tracy, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This happened to me the second time in my life. Suddenly, the ugly bug got me. And I was with my doctor half an hour before I came here. His prescription was use pad and pencil. But there are a few words that I want to say. This is the big broadcast, and I do anything within my means for Richie because he's earned it and deserves it. This is his 1,000th broadcast. And while I'm here on the microphone, may I announce that I have just celebrated my 93rd birthday. And from the big broadcast of 1932, the only ones left are Cab Calloway, George Burns, and I. The others, unfortunately, have left us. And speaking of George Burns, I think he's going to be 97. So I'm right behind him, and I'm not going to leave this field to him alone. We appeared together in the broadcast. We appeared together at the Capitol on Broadway and many other things. But I should, like the old, I think it was Joe Jacobs said, I should have stood in bed. But I only came out for you, my dear boy, for Richie.
Thank you, Arthur.
Now, if there's anything, while I'm here, if there's anything you want to know in particular, I'll be happy to answer. Can you hear me, everybody?
Let me just ask you a couple of questions. Do you remember the first time you were on the radio?